This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio with the listeners. I pray today, Father, you'd bless this broadcast for Jesus' sake. Lord, I pray you'd have your will and your way in everything that's said and done. Lord, may it bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. If you would, we'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as the one in Romania. And then if you would, remember the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria, and also all of the mission work in those countries, as well as the Ukraine. We'd greatly appreciate that. We thank you for all your prayers and financial support for all of this work. The Lord is doing great things in these countries. We've been getting good reports and hearing great things from the missionaries. But I do want you to continue to pray for them if you would. I also would like to mention this. In March, we'll be having our spring camp meeting here at the Brookside Baptist Church in Bristol, Tennessee. That'll be March the 25th through the 29th. And we'd like to invite you to come and be with us in any and all of the services. We'll be having two services a day, one at 10 o'clock in the morning and then one at 7 o'clock at night. And we'd love to have you to be with us in these meetings. We're looking forward to a good time in the Lord. Trust He'll meet with us and do what's needed. And so anyway, once again, I'd like to ask you to come and be with us in these meetings, March the 25th through the 29th. And I'm going to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. I ask you to write us this week if you can. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing to you.
When the world has turned you down, and a true friend can't be found, and old Satan tries to say your prayers are vain, when your load is hard to bear, and it seems there's none to care, you'll find relief when you kneel and call His name.
It's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right. Through the storm He'll give me light. He will answer when upon His name I call.
It's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right.
It's all right,
it's all right,
when I talk,
when I talk
with the
talk
Lord,
with the Lord.
When my steps
are getting slow, and it's time for me to go, and my body bends beneath the tolling pain, when I cross the Jordan's tide and I reach the other side, it'll be all right, for the Lord will call my name.
It's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right.
Through the storm He'll give me life. He will answer when upon His name I call.
It's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right,
it's all right. I will never fear the night.
It's all right,
it's all right,
when I talk,
when I talk
with the
talk
Lord,
with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's all right. He'll be all right. Whether you talk to him or not, it's all right. See, we're living under grace, and I'm glad of that. Great Lord, I don't know how I'd make it if I wasn't. I don't even know how. I don't know how those fellas made it back yonder in the Old Testament days when, man, I mean, it's rough. And it's been rough for the church, and it's going to get rougher, but I want to preach in the Revelation tonight. I don't know nothing about Revelation, but I don't want to preach about it anyhow. I mean, I hear a lot of fellas preaching. They don't know nothing about it either, so I mean, it'd be all right for me to preach it. I got to thinking about a poor church, a sick church, and a deceived church. They're all in here. All these churches in Revelation that were on the board, they were all in Turkey. And I just want to run through the highlights of all of them. Beginning the second chapter of the book of Revelation, under the angel of the church at Ephesus. Right. Now this was a town, and all these were in a location, a city. Right. And he just wrote to the angel of the church and told him what kind of shape he's in. This first one left her first love. Now that messes up the whole outfit, looks like. They'd left their first love. Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about? And I know this is a Jewish church, and I know that. I realize that they're all out of business. I know that too. I know a whole lot of things that you don't think I know. But anyhow, they're out of business, but they were Jewish. But they might have a little application. I don't believe it like Schofield got it in his Bible here that he got it marked out. I don't believe it's like that. I don't believe it runs from here to there. Because if it did, we'd have been out of here in the year 1500, according to his heading. I don't believe all that stuff. But anyway, we're here. But they've left the first love. Now, that's God is more interested in you loving than he is you working. Now, I mean, this must have been an independent fundamental church because they believed that. I mean, they checked everybody out. They checked everything that everybody's doing. Great God, they knew everything everybody was doing. And they tried to live right and done right. And they labored and they worked hard. And they was good workers and they was all that. But they left their love. They left their first love. And God told them, said, I'll come move the candlestick out of his place unless you repent. Now, boy, I tell you, that's scary stuff. When God moves a candlestick out. Well, the next church was a poor church. I looked at this today and I thought of it today. I mean, I thought of this over in like Bulgaria. They don't have nothing. This is the church over in Bulgaria now. I mean, it's Samaria. Smyrna. And I know that this church was not over there, but I'm thinking about them when I read this. And it said unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, right? These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. That's talking about Jesus. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I mean, Lord God, they don't have nothing, but they're rich. I mean, can you imagine somebody being rich and don't have anything materially speaking? They're rich. Boy, I mean, that church over in Laodicea is poor. Here's a little crowd, don't have no food, don't have no bread, don't have no clothes. But they're rich. I mean, can you imagine a church that don't have nothing, having everything? They're rich. Because listen to what it said. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blaspheming of them that which say they're Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things that thou shalt suffer. Boy, isn't that wonderful. He told them, said, I'm going to take care of you. You don't have no fear. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, here we are today and a lot of folks are scared to death about what's going to happen. I was preaching a lot of stuff this morning. I guess a lot of folks either got scared or didn't pay no attention to what I was saying or didn't want to say nothing about it or something, just walked on out like I had a stump standing back there and didn't say nothing. But anyhow, that doesn't matter too much to me. I, I mean, I realize that you don't see what I'm seeing. You can't see what I'm seeing unless you're looking where I'm looking. But here's a crowd, and I got to thinking about all that crowd. But in that same chapter that I was preaching this morning, God knows how to deliver the righteous, the godly, out of temptation. I've been out of trouble. He knows how. He delivered Lot. He got him out of trouble when everything else is caving in. Buddy, let me tell you, I don't care where we are and what part you think we're in, I want to tell you right now, God's going to deliver His children in spite of hell. If we're in the middle of it, He'll get us out of it. And if the fire falls, we won't get burned, I'll tell you that. And if the stars fall, they ain't going to hit us. And if the rocks fall, they're going to miss us. And if the whole earth shakes out of place, there ain't nothing going to happen to God, youngins, because He's going to keep us in the middle of it.
Amen.
We're scared to death, but I'm trying to get over that part of it. Now, I said, fear none of these things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. There he is. Tell them you're going to die, but just be faithful to death. I mean, just hang in there till you die. I mean, they're going to kill you, but bless God, don't worry about it. He's telling them, now, honey, you're poor, but you're rich, and you're going to die, but you don't worry about it.
Amen.
Now, we don't need to fear none of this stuff that's coming, because, I mean, except just to get ready for it. We don't need to say, well, I'm going to quit. If that's the way it's going to be. No, just get in here and do what God wants you to do. The Bible said, I'll give you a crown unto death, for I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. But I want to tell you something right now. I've already overcome. I am an overcomer. I mean, the Bible said, Paul said, we're more than conquerors. Ain't you glad we're under grace? And ain't you glad we're in the Gentile age? And ain't you glad we're in the age when you don't have to overcome, you don't have to work, get everything worked up? Bless God, I mean, we're in the best time of anybody ever living. We're living in the day when God said, I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to see you through, and I can deliver you out of temptation. I'll take care of you and all the problems, and you're not going to have to die. The second death will have no power over you. But I mean, these folks here had some stuff coming up. They had to do some overcoming. Well, I've done that. I trusted Jesus.
Right.
I'm going to skip one or two of these churches. The next church had the devil in that city. And you can look at that over there. If you don't believe it, it's a wreck. When the devil gets through with it, I mean, that city, they had the devil's seat in it. And it's still there. Where Satan's seat is, it says, and where Satan dwelleth. Now that's, boy, I'd hate to be in that place, wouldn't you? I'd hate to have to pastor a church where the devil's seat is. I mean, that's where he's a-setting, over there in Turkey. Well, you believe it or not, go over there after meeting and look at that map and see about that son. I mean, in the city of Pergamos, that's where it is. And boy, it looks like a rock pile to me over there. The devil's destroyed that whole outfit. Because he got a seat there. That's where he dwells. And he's still there, as far as I'm concerned. You say, well, I didn't know he was over there. Well, I don't know, but that's what it said here. I mean, he was over there then. He had a seat over there. And they got a place over there they call Satan's seat. And they say you can feel it. It's thick. The spirit is so thick over there, the devil. And when you go into that city, you can feel it. I mean, really. I don't want to go. I'm not going, far as I know. Now, the next church is Thyatira, and that's the one that I let the woman Jezebel take over. Women running it and seducing the preachers and doing all them other things. Well, the next one's the one I want to preach about. The church over here at Sardis, it said in verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Now listen to this. There's a church about to die. Some of the rest of them are already dead. But here's one of fixing to die. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Now, honey, I want to stop right here and preach a little bit about Brookside. There's some things around here that's about ready to die. Bless God, we need some people to help strengthen the thing. We need to get in here and we need to get on with it and quit fiddling around and find out that there might be a chance of us dying. You say, well, Brookside, well, any church can die that don't let God take over. Any church can die that God ain't around where he ought to be and when he ought to be. Now, the Bible said, be watchful and strengthen the things that remain which are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now, you say, preacher, we're under grace. I understand that. But I want to tell you right now that God is saying some things here. And I know this is to a Jewish church, but I want to tell you right now there's a possibility of God just moving out. And if he ever moves out, you're dead. When God moves out of a place, it's dead. And that's the reason I'm preaching this tonight, I guess, is I'm upset about the way the churches are going. I mean, Mike told me that he's not here tonight. I don't know where he went, but anyway, he told me this evening, he said, I went to one church, and they had that bump, bump, bump music, and somebody trying to sing, and he said, I got up and left that, and went to an independent church somewhere down the road, and they're sitting in a circle, holding hands, and acting like all these other fellas. I mean, I can and clapped every time somebody said something. I'm so glad. And I want to tell you right now, in case I forget it and you start clapping, don't ever clap around here. If you do, I hope God will let me come back here and break your arm. You're not supposed to sit around and clap. If you're going to do anything, praise God. I mean, out of your heart, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And you're not lifting up God with your hands like this bunch. I went to a church here a while back, and they said, now let us lift Jesus up. Bless God, that ain't the way you lift him up. I mean, you don't lift Jesus up with them two little puny hands you've got. He's too big for you to lift up. I mean, you don't lift him up like that. I mean, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he means if you'll just put me up there above everything else. I mean, not with your little puny hands and not with just some religious act. Oh, Lord God is sick. I mean, this church world's sick tonight. They're sick all over this country. And I told Sam in the prayer warriors a while ago, I don't know where I could find somebody for reinforcement when you're in the army and you're about to give out and you fought for your clean heart to stand up and they send replacements up there. They ain't got none around here. Bless God, the army's about over. The thing's about done. And the war looks like it's about finished. And the devil looks like it's about gone. Amen. After a crowd play any kind of music. Amen. Son, I don't like it. Amen. You say, well, you just upset. I sure am. Amen. I've been preaching 52 years, and I was born back yonder when I was born again, when you was getting born again. Amen. I was born again when you really got saved. Amen. I got saved when you really got saved. When you become a new creature, the minute you got saved. Love God from the minute you got saved on up to now. I mean, that's the way it was when I got saved. But this little puny crowd that's heard all this stuff, having this little easy believism, running around shaking hands and signing cards and praying prayers and repeating and all that junk has brought our churches to nothing. Amen. And then somebody said, oh, you can come in, drink your coffee and eat your donut while you're worshiping God. God said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Unless you got the truth, you can't worship God. That's Jesus. Unless you got the Holy Ghost, you can't worship him either. Both of them has to be there for you to worship God. But you see, we don't want to worship God. It's outfit sold you out. I mean, preachers have sold you down the river. Amen. Because they like the money. Amen. And they'll have anything come in, they'll let it, I mean, oh God. It's like somebody tell me about a big church, and some woman said she is over the puppet ministry. I asked a lady one time that used to come to my meetings, called me about where she could get somebody about the puppets. And I said, let me ask you something. Since you've been to my meetings all these years, I want to know where in the name of God that you ever think you could get the Holy Ghost in a puppet. Now, if I ever seen the Holy Ghost in a puppet, I'd go wild as a jackrabbit. I mean, I'd think, Lord God, there's something wrong with me. Hey, are you listening? Hey, I mean, churches that's that far down the road, they're not dying, they're dead. Amen. They're not going to die, they're already dead. Amen. And they're, as far as I'm concerned, they're stinking. I mean, here's a world going to hell. Somebody run around with a puppet trying to get somebody to enjoy something. Oh, we got to get to the young people. Get God to them. If they don't get born again, they're going to hell. They've got to get them saved. Well, I think I got saved. You better know you got saved. Be too late when you're in hell. 5 minutes after you get to hell, you'll be screaming, Lord God, I wish I had a got saved.
Amen.
And when you get saved, honey, it's different.
Amen.
From what I told these boys the other day. Of course, I don't know who's saved and who isn't, but I said, boys, I don't believe any of you are saved. Bless God, I don't believe any of you are saved. I think you've just been run up a limb somewhere. Somebody just said a little prayer, and you thought their prayer saved you. My prayers and your prayers and nobody else's prayers will save us till we believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Your praying ain't what does it.
Yes,
it's when you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for your sins, rose again the third day for your justification, sitting on the right hand of God, coming back one day. But he's coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God and obey not the gospel. Boy, listen, Jesus ain't the kind of Jesus you think he is all the time. One of these days he's going to be the king. He's going to be the judge. And he's coming back as the avenger. And he's coming back bringing judgment on this world. Lord, it's going to be someday when you see him. Boy, these churches all shouting it out, clapping their hands, talking about what a good, building a $7 million church right around here close by. I mean, right, God in the whole world, them people over yonder starving to death. Let me tell you something, I'm sick. Oh, somebody told me the other day, I think we need to build another church. I said, no, you need to get somewhere and get a hold of God.
Amen.
I mean, your church will hold them.
Amen.
If you ever get God on you, you won't have to be having two or three services. Bless God, there won't be enough for her to say amen.
Amen.
This outfit don't want God.
Amen.
They're running from God.
Amen.
They're leaving God.
Amen.
They don't want where God is.
Amen.
They don't want where somebody's playing.
Amen.
I see these multitudes and these healing services, you know, in the hand-clapping crowd, that crowd that's blowing them down and pushing them down. And folks are just going wild over that. Well, the Bible said they'd do that in the last days. The Bible said in the last days the devil will have power to heal. And the whole world will be deceived by the power. By the miracles that they have power to perform. That's what it says. You better wake up, honey. Here's a church that's about ready to die. Watch, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. I mean, you better strengthen the prayer meetings around here.
Amen.
You better strengthen the singing around here.
Amen.
You better strengthen the love around here.
Amen.
You better strengthen the joy around here.
Amen.
I mean, great God, we need to strengthen a few things that's about ready to die. We've got a sick outfit in this world, and they don't want the old time Holy Ghost power. But we better get in here and say, preacher, can I do anything? Yeah, you can pray.
Amen.
And if you can, and you can also sing and make a melody unto the Lord in your heart. And you can also love.
Amen.
That'd be worth a whole lot. Because every one of us needs somebody to love us.
Amen.
These boys and girls, and there's some more coming in, they say. I told one of them boys there, I said, I wish we had 50 over at that boys' home. He said, Lord, we wouldn't have room enough. I said, I don't care. We'll stack them somewhere. Bless God, we need them over here, and we need to love them.
Amen.
I mean, they're hurting for love, boys and girls both. I mean, most of them are here because nobody was at the house to love them. And bless God, this world's going to hell because ain't nobody to know that to love them. And that's what we need to do. Now, I know their boys and I know their girls and I know their mean as the devil. So are you.
Amen.
So am I.
Amen.
And so is most of these people. In fact, all these people. I don't know of any good anyhow. But don't be like one of my members told me the other day, well, you preach there's none good, so I'm going to be bad. I said, my God, you couldn't be good if you wanted to. I mean, you couldn't be bad if you wanted to. You ain't got enough sense. I mean, that's about the way it is, you know. Don't listen to that kind of stuff. I didn't preach it that way. I didn't preach you ought to be bad because I said there's none good. Well, if you don't love Jesus no better than that, I doubt if you ever got saved.
Amen.
I've wanted to live right ever since I got saved. I never have got there yet, but I'm still working on it. I'm still working on loving. I'm still working on praying. I'm still working on doing what God wants me to do more than I ever have. And I got more to do than I've ever had to do. And then somebody runs around and says, well, I don't know what to do. Bless God, the Bible said, strengthen the things that remain. Get out of bed before 11, 12, 1 o'clock and try to strengthen the few people around here.
Amen.
You can be some help to some people. Hey, you, great God, pray for me. I need to move on, don't I? Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. Boy, I mean, some of you need to hold on to what you heard.
Amen.
You need to turn loose of your TVs and get a hold of God.
Amen.
You need to quit listening to that junk and get a hold of God and listen to what the Holy Ghost has to say.
Amen.
What it does say, don't it? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But let me hurry on. I want to get down to the next one. The church at Philadelphia is that little church that kept his word, didn't deny his name.
Amen.
And God said, I've set before you an open door and no man can shut it. Now, brother,
amen.
I want to be in that one.
Amen.
I like that one where he opens a door and God's opened doors for us. And I believe it's because the word of God's been kept and we haven't denied his name. And I believe God's going to honor any church that'll do that. He'll open doors for you. He'll give you things to do. I mean, more than you'll ever get done. Lord God, I mean, doors are just flying open everywhere.
Amen.
Everywhere I look, somebody's opening the door. God's opening the door rather than saying, get in there.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.